ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोहिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका पंत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी दिशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter 16, text number 15, 16 and 17. 17 is on the board. We'll chant together, then I will read out 15 and 16. There is no purport in 15. There is a little one in 16, and then of course in 17.
मातृभक्तिः परस्त्रीषु पत्न्यामर्धायिवात्मनः प्रजासु पितृवत् स्निग्धा किंकरो ब्रह्मवादिनम् मातृभक्तिः परस्त्रीषु पत्न्यामर्धायिवात्मनः प्रजासु पितृवत्स्निग्धः किंकरो ब्रह्मवादिनम् मातृभक्ति परस्त्रीषु पत्न्यामर्धायिवात्मनः प्रजासु पितृवत्स्निग्धः किंकरो ब्रह्मवादिनम्
प्लीज रिपीट
by word translation, main translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Matri Bhakti as respectful as one is to his mother. Parastrisu to other women. Patnyam to his own wife. Ardha, half. Eva, like. Atmanaha, of his body. Prajasu, unto the citizens. Pitrivat, like a father. Snigdha, affectionate. Kinkaraha, servant. Brahmavadinam,
are the devotees who preach the glories of the Lord. Translation: the king will respect all women as if they were his own mother, and he will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. He will be just like an affectionate father to his citizens, and he will treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always preach the glories of the Lord. Purport: a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and treats others as he would treat his own self. These are the symptoms of a learned person as described by Chanakya Pandit. This would be the standard for education. Education does not mean having academic degree only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. These learned characteristics were verily manifest in the life of King Prithu. Although he was the king, he treated himself as a servant of the Lord's devotees. According to Vedic etiquette, if a devotee came to a king's palace, the king would immediately offer his own seat to him. The word Brahmavadinam is very significant. Brahmavadi refers to the devotees of the Lord. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are different terms for the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman is Lord Krishna. This is accepted in Bhagavad Gita 10.12 by Arjuna: Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Thus, the word Brahmavadinam refers to the devotees of the Lord. The state should always serve the devotees of the Lord, and the ideal state should conduct itself according to the instructions of the devotee. Because King Prithu followed this principle, he is highly praised. Text 15. Ranjayishyati jalloka, ranjayishyati jallokam ayam atma vichashtitahi atham mahurajanam manoranjan kai prajaha. Translation: this king will please everyone by his practical activities, and all of his citizens will remain very satisfied. Because of this, the citizens will take great satisfaction in accepting him as their ruling king. 16. Dridha pratha sakya sandho brahmana vriddhasevakaha saranya sarvabhutanam manado dinabatsalaha. Translation: the king will be firmly determined and always situated in truth. He will be a lover of the Brahminical culture and will render all service to old men and give shelter to all surrendered souls. Giving respect to all, he will always be merciful to the poor and innocent. Purport: the word Vriddha Sevaka is very significant. Vriddha means old man. There are two kinds of old man. One is old by age and another is world by knowledge. This Sanskrit word indicates that one can be older by the advancement of knowledge. King Prithu was very respectful to the Brahmanas and he protected them. He also protected persons advanced in age. Whatever the king would decide to do, no one would be able to stop. That is called Dridha Sankalpa or Dridha Vrata. Matra Bhakti Parastrisu Patnyam Ardhaiva Atmana Prajasu Pitrivatsnigdha Kinkaro Brahmavadinam. The king will respect all women as his. The king will respect all women as if they are his own mother, and he will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. He will be just like an affectionate father to his citizens, and he will treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always preach the glories of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter entitles Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters. So the professional reciters are reciting the glories of Prithu Maharaj. We have been hearing this special glorification started from text number 6. From 6 till 13, last 8 verses, they have very eloquently described how Prithu Maharaj's body represents the body of different demigods, such as in text number 6, they said he will represent the body of sun god. Then in 7, they say his body will represent the body of the earth. In 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, respectively, they say his body will represent the body of Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Agni, Vayu, and Dharmaraj, that is Yama. So the point is that they are telling his body will represent the body of, for example, sun god. In that way, they are glorifying him, saying that like sun god, he sucks water from the earth for 8 months, then he gives them back in the rainy season. Similarly, this king, he will be administering the subjects like sun god. He will collect taxes, and whenever there is necessity, he will distribute to them. So in this way, they went on describing on and on, and as they say, he will be like Mother Earth, means he will be very tolerant, and he will give proper justice, and his order will prevail in the country, so that nobody will be bereft of what they need. So similarly, then they went on describing the different qualities of this king, Prithu. Then from 15, 16 and 17, in these 3 verses, they are describing further more qualities of Prithu Maharaj. They are saying, Ranjayishyatijal lokam atma chastitai atma vichastitai atham rajanam manaranjanakai praja. It's a very interesting part. They are saying he is a king. King is supposed to rule the citizens. But this king is a very special king. Normally when we say king, he is known by his ruling potency. He is a ruler. He is known by his ruling potency. He is a king. So this king, he will not only be known by his ruling potency, Rajati iti raja. Anyone who rules the citizens is a king, regarded as a king. But another explanation to the king is Ranjayati iti raja. Ranjayati means the one who acts in such a way that he pleases all the citizens. He protects all the citizens in a very cheerful mood. That is called Raja. If you see history, during Mughals' period, they are king. They are just simply ruling the country. They are not bothered about the peacefulness of the subjects. They wanted something, okay, this is what king wants, means this has to be done. Whether citizens are happy or not, they don't bother about that. But our Shastra says, king should have two characteristics. One is, he should have ruling potency, means he should rule the citizens according to the courts of the Shastra, and his ruling characteristics would be prevalent in such a way that subjects will be very happy, they will be very pleased with his ruling act. So that is Rajati and Ranjayati. So here it is said, Manuranjana kahi praja, his subjects will be very pleased with his, very, very pleased and satisfied with his ruling potency. Then they say in 16, Dridha Vrata Satya Sandho Brahmana Vridha Sevaka. So there are furthermore qualities. He is not only an expert ruler, but he has got some Vaishnava qualities also. A king can be a good ruler when he manifests the qualities of the demigods. Shastra says he is the embodiment of the different demigods, and he represents actually the king, lord himself. That's why he should be Dridha Vrata and Satya Sandho. Dridha Vrata and Satya Sandho, these two words practically explains the insight of the potency of the king. As Vrata means one who is very much truthful to the scriptural vows, means when he sent out an order for the citizens, this is what Shastra says. For example, today is Ekadashi, king sends out the message to the citizens, okay, today is Ekadashi, everybody should fast from grains, beans and peas. So he stick to the vows. He himself will follow the principle and he will make sure that all the citizens are following the principles. That is Dridha Vrata. Then Satya Sandho. Satya Sandho means in the ruling position sometimes king has to see some social promises. So whenever he keeps his social promises, he will also be truthful. So that's why he is a perfect king. These two words are very much befitting to King Prithu Maharaj. He was Dridha Vrata and Satya Sandho. And Brahmanyo Vridha Sevaka. Brahmanyo, a lover of the Brahminical culture. Srila Prabhupada translates this word, a lover of the Brahminical culture. In other words, he who respects the Brahmana, Brahmanyo, Vridha Sevaka, a servitor of the old man. Then Saranya, he who gives shelter to everybody. Sarvabhutanam, this is a very important point. Saranya Sarvabhutanam. Actually, unless one becomes a true devotee of the Lord, it is very hard to become an exact ruler, a king. Rajati and Ranjayati. He can be a ruler and he can also give satisfaction and happiness to the citizens. So this word is very significant. Saranya Sarvabhutanam. He can give shelter, protection, justice to all the living entities in His kingdom. This means He is fit to give justice to the animals even. Sometimes when we hear such kind of statements in Shastra, you know, we are confused. We feel, oh, is it possible? How can a king give justice to the animals? Yes, we have seen. Lord Ramchandra, he was a perfect king. In Lord Ramchandra's time, once it so happened, as usual, Lord Ramchandra used to go to the court and he would call for the citizens, whoever is there waiting at the gate with their petition. So one day it so happened, Lord Ramchandra went to the court and he ordered Lord Lakshman. He said, "Lakshman, go to the gate, palace gate, and see whoever is there with their petition ready. So bring them." Then Lord Lakshman, he went to the gate and he didn't find anyone. Then he returned back to the palace and he reported to the king. He said, "My dear Lord, nobody is there waiting at the gate." Then Lord Ramchandra said, no, you go back. You will see carefully. There is somebody waiting for me." So then Lakshman went back again and he found there is a dog sitting at the gate and his head was bleeding. Then he was staring at Lakshman. Then Lakshman said, "Oh, what happened?" He said, "I am here. I want to talk to the king." Then he said, "Okay, you can tell me. I can go and report to the king." He said, no, I want to go personally and talk to the king." Then he said, "Okay, you can come with me." Then he said, "No, you know, I am born as a law born. I am born as a law creature. I am not allowed to enter into the temple. I am not allowed to enter into the house of a brahmana. I am not allowed to enter into the king's palace. So unless king gives me permission, I will not go. So please go and ask the king." Then Lakshman went back. Then he told to Ram. Then Lord Ramchandra said, "Go immediately, whoever he may be, bring him to the court." So then Lakshman, he went and he brought the dog into the king's court. And then this dog came and Lord Ramchandra asked him, "What happened?" And you see, this, even though he was a dog, still he was following the etiquette. Etiquette is when a subject goes to see the king, first of all, he's supposed to glorify the king. Then he will offer his submission. So this dog, he started glorifying the Lord Ram. Then he said, then Lord Ramchandra asked, he said, "Okay, you tell me now what has happened to you. What is your petition?" Then he said, there is a Brahmin, religious person, whose name is Sarvatha Siddha. And he struck on my head, and my head started bleeding, even though I didn't commit any offense to him. Why did he do this to me? So when this dog reported to Lord Ramchandra, then Lord Ramchandra immediately, he led his men out and searched for this Sarvatha Siddha Brahmin. And he was brought to Lord Ramchandra. Then finally, Lord Ramchandra, he gave judgment. So here you can see, the Saranya Sarva Bhutanam, he gives protection to all living entities. Even the animals, birds, creatures who are encased in lower bodies. So this is perfect example of a real king who follow scripture. Again, manada. This is also a very important quality of a king, manada. Manada means one who gives respect to all, so purpose is all. This is very important, very significant point. When a king, he sits in his throne, that seat or that crown makes him proud. This is the nature of that seat or that crown. So, but a practical king, he would Abhimanada. He would not demand, or he would not even expect any respect from anyone, rather he would be ready to offer respect to all. So how does this applicable to a king who is called Manada? So if we see this particular word Manada, Manada means one who offers respect to all. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Uttama haiya Vaishnav have niraviman jive samman divejani Krishna adhisthan. How can one become manada? How can one become respectful to others? Uttama haiya Vaishnav have niraviman. When somebody is endowed with all good qualities, it is very difficult to remain nirabhiman. It is very difficult to remain prideless. It's very difficult, as Shastra says. But one who wants to become a manada, become a Vaishnava, what is he supposed to do? He doesn't demand or doesn't even expect any respect from others, because he is free from false pride. He should not become proud of his position. Okay. And how he will offer respect to others? Jive samman divejani Krishna adhisthan. He knows perfectly well that the body of the devotees are the abode of the Lord. Lord is residing in this body as Supursam. So the point is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that how one can respect others. Even in human society, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there are 8 ways one can offer respect to different people. First he says, Naramatrena Mariyada. Anyone who is born as a human being, he deserves respect. Means, when you see a human being, you must offer respect, irrespective of his qualities, caste and creed. Naramatrena Mariyada. Then, again he expands, Sabhyatar Mariyada. Sabhyata. Sabhyata means respecting one's culture. Like in the world, we can see when you go to different parts of the world, there are people coming from different cultures. They have different cultural setup in their own place. So they follow their culture. When you go from your culture, you feel, oh, I am coming from a very highly elevated culture. We are devotees of Krishna, we are Krishna conscious people, and we know exactly what to do, what not to do, what these people are doing. You start condemning them and blaspheming. Oh, this is not good. No, you should not be doing that. At least, you know, you respect their culture. But a true Vaishnava, what he will do is, in terms of associating with such kind of people, he will find the ways and means how he can at least convince them or communicate them his highest culture. But at the same time, he will remain respectful to their culture. This is very important. One who does not know the importance of respecting others' culture, he may become very successful in his preaching act. So that's why he reminds us, Sabhyatar Marjada. You must offer respect to the culture. Then, Raja Mariyada. Just one more point in Sabhyatar Mariyada. Like, when you offer respect to the culture, others' culture, what happens? They automatically become submissive and they listen to you, whatever you say. In other hand, if you disregard their culture, who are you, man? Why are you coming here to instruct me? They will not listen to you. This is very important, actually. Then he said, Raja Maryada, one should offer respect to the king, and you know, Sadgun Maryada, if somebody is having a very good quality, you must respect him. This is Vaishnava. Thing is like, Mr. Chanakya Pandit or somebody says, I cannot remember, a Vaishnava, when he sees a little good quality in somebody, he glorifies that in a very big way. That is Vaishnava. That is called Sadgun Maryada. Devotees, they always try to see the good qualities in others. Then, Varna Maryada. Varna Maryada, then Ashrama Maryada, and very important one, the topmost one is Bhakti Maryada. That is Bhakta Maryada. Offering respect to the devotees. So what is that? So here in our Vaishnava society, when we say Bhakta Maryada or offering respect to the devotees of the Lord, what it means? In 13th of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Kapil Dev, he is giving instruction to Mother Devahuti, he says one verse, that Aham Sarvesu Bhuteshu Bhutaivatma Sthita Sada, means I reside in the heart of all living entities at a super soul. In this particular verse, this word is coming that, you know, he is plenary expansion as Paramatma is situated in the moving and the non-moving entities as the super soul. So, any neophyte devotee who simply gives his attention to the Archamurti, the form of the Supreme Lord in the temple, and does not respect other living entities, is uselessly worshipping the form of the Lord in the temple. Then, final point is coming by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur warns that this sort of mentality should be corrected. A devotee should see that because Krishna is present in everyone's heart as Paramatma, everybody is the embodiment of the temple of the Supreme Lord. How does it sound like? Everybody is the embodiment of the temple of the Supreme Lord. This is very, very significant point. Who doesn't like to go to the temple? Who doesn't like to offer respect to the temple? And if you expand on this understanding, Adhar Shakti, that is Anantadev, is the temple. That is also, you know, one form of the Lord's energy. So the point is, the bodies, different bodies, are the temple where Lord is residing. Why do you offer respect to the devotees? Why do you offer respect to every living entity? Because we see, there is Lord is residing there. That's why that is the temple. And in expanding this understanding, Acharyas are explaining that when you see the temple is ruined or it is not repaired for a long time, it is not cleansed properly, do you not offer respect to the temple? Yes. What do a devotee do? He will go to the temple. If he is, you know, financially sound, he will give money. Okay, you repair the temple, I will give you money. If he sees his temple is not cleansed properly, he himself will go without ordering to anybody and he will start sweeping the temple, because he understands this is the place where Lord, my worshipable Lord, is residing. How can I see this place is dirty? So this is how, even the temple is not repaired for a long time, or is ruined, or is not cleansed properly, still devotee would offer respect to the temple. In the same way, even though these living entities who are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and Lord He Himself is the super soul residing in the same body, a devotee becomes very compassionate to see such bodies, and he offers respect to them, even though they are born in a low family. Jive, Krishna Adhisthan, Jani Dive Samman. Means, we have to understand that when somebody who is not respecting you, who has got even lower quality than you, you should not get upset. That's another explanation, mananda. Immediately we start judging others, oh, he, how qualified he is. How does he dare speak to me like this? We start, you know, having judgment in our own mind. But the Shastra says, mananda, means you should not even think like that. You should always be respectful to others. So this is how a devotee offer respect to them. And in expanding on this understanding, why a devotee would respect a devotee, he says, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says, a devotee understands anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord even once, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a Vaishnava. Jar mukhe suni ek bar Krishna naam sei pujya shrestha savatar. Only once. Who chants the holy name of the Lord only once. Okay. So now we understand, anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord, he is a Vaishnava. Okay. So then you think, jadi Vaishnava parad उठे हाथी माता उपड़ेवा छिंडे तार सुखी जाय पाता. We are trying to nurture our devotional keeper. So when you offend a devotee of the Lord, your devotional keeper will be vanquished, will be ruined. Upadeva chinda, it may be uprooted or it will be dried. Why? If you commit an offense to the Vaishnava. Not offering respect to a devotee of the Lord is also a form of committing offense to the devotee. That's why a devotee offers respect to others, means other devotees in this context. So when he sees other living entities, he offers respect to them, understanding, oh, this is the temple of the Lord. And when he sees a devotee, he understands, if I fail to offer respect to this devotee, that means I am offending a Vaishnava. If I offend a Vaishnava, then my devotional life is ruined. That's why he truly, he should be kind of, you know, giving respect, offering respect to others. That is called Manada, Vidya Sevaka. He says, Dina Vatsala, and very kind to the poor and helpless. The same way again, like, you know, other people who are not in the line of the Vaishnava thought, they feel, oh, giving some charity, giving a plate of food to the poor people means I can gain so and so piety. That is not Vaishnava understanding. Vaishnavas, they give prasadam to the people, and they understand by taking prasadam, they become free from all the sins in their life. Then matru bhakti parastrisu patnyam ardhivatmanah prajasu pitrivatsnigdha kinkara brahmavadinam. This is also a very significant verse. Matru bhakti parastrisu. The king will respect all women as if they were his own mother. And explaining this purport, these terms, Srila Prabhupada writes, a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother. Chanakya Pandit says, Matrivat Paradarisu. He will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. And the same point is coming in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also. This Kashyap and Kashyap, yeah. Kashyap and Diti. So this Kashyap is explaining that she is my better half of my body. Why? Because your understanding is, he says, tri varga dvagri means one can milk tri varga from one's wife. That means, according to Varnasam system, anyone who wants to make advancement in spiritual life or who is interested in tri varga, he should perform religious activities along with his wife. Then it will render him the results. That's why the grihasthas, they are supposed to consider their wife as the better half of their body. But in our Vaishnava society, those who are not very much inclined to follow the varnasram system and not whimsically that, oh, we are devotees of the Lord. No. Practically, he understands I am a Vaishnava and he follows perfectly the injunctions of Shastra to become a true Vaishnava. For him, he regards his wife as the better half, considering, oh, they are sent to me by the Lord and they are also the devotees of the Lord. I must take care of them. If I don't take care of the devotees of the Lord, that means I am committing offense. I am not serving the Lord properly. So with that understanding, a Vaishnava also respects his wife as the better half of his body. Then brahmavadinam, kinkaro brahmavadinam. This is also a very significant point, that a king is supposed to offer respect to brahmavadis. Here brahmavadi means, actually that is why we should always try to understand this Sanskrit term the way our Vaishnavas have relished it. When you say Brahmavadi sometimes people say, oh, you know, Brahmavadi can be an impersonalist. He one who just, you know, meditates on the impersonal Brahma Jyoti aspect of the Supreme Lord. But no, according to our Vaishnava Acharya understanding, Brahmavadinam means that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, he is directly hitting to the point. He is saying, Param Brahma, the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar is Parabrahma. Brahmavadi means one who understands and establishes his relationship with the Shyam Sundar form of the Lord. He is a Brahmavadi. He is actual Brahmavadi. So that means a Brahmavadi means a devotee of the Lord. And a devotee, he knows how to live in the society and how to remain as a devotee of the Lord. And then he is referred to as Brahmavadi, or he is stated in Brahman, you can say, in that sense. According to our Vaishnava understanding, one who is situated in Brahman, a devotee of the Lord, what is the explanation to that? Srila Prabhupada writes, one who can thus situate himself in the Brahman Jyoti or the different varieties of Brahman conception is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in quality. So, before he has described that how he should act, now he is commenting, one who can thus situate himself. So then the question remains, how he situate himself? So now he is explaining. Devotional service to the Lord is very simple. How one will situate himself, then he will be regarded as situated in Brahma Jyoti, or he is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in quality. Prabhupada says, one should always engage in the service of the Lord, should eat the remnants of the foodstuff offered to the deity, smell the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, see the places where the Lord had his transcendental pastimes, read of the different activities of the Lord, his reciprocation of love with his devotees. Very important. Very, very important. I may be claiming as a devotee because I am staying in the dham, I am taking prasadam, I am also sometimes visiting to the holy places, but I do not know how to have loving reciprocation with the devotees of the Lord. How can you expect yourself to be situated in the Brahma, Brahmavadi? How can you become a real Brahmavadi according to Vaishnava understanding unless you know how to treat a Vaishnava, how to have loving reciprocation with the Vaishnava? That is called real Brahmavadi. That is called real devotee. Very important. His reciprocation of love. Love with his devotees. And of course he always chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And observe the fasting days commemorating the appearances and disappearances of the Lord and his devotees. By following such a process of one becomes completely detached from all material activities. One who can thus situate himself. Now you can understand. One who can thus situate himself, what it means by in Brahma Jyoti. That is or the different varieties of Brahman conception is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in quality. That is our way of understanding, you know, Brahmavadi, or one who is situated in Brahman, a devotee of the Lord. So, these are the qualities, you know, Ketu Maharaji has. These professional reciters, they are reciting, they are glorifying him, and we expect as you come more and more, you will get more nectar in near future. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Gaura.